With Montana News, I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi. The state of Montana this week debuted its new online database for monitoring lead in school drinking water. Kayla DeRoche with YPR News reports.
Kalispell Public Schools is so far the only district with its results up for public view on the new State Department of Environmental Quality data map. According to the web portal, three Kalispell schools found elevated levels of lead. DEQ says that affects almost 80 different fixtures. Kalispell parent Ryan Hunter says his daughter's school is one of those that tested positive for lead this year.
It obviously proves the need for the testing, and I'm glad that the state mandated the test. I was shocked to see how many actually tested positive.
Hunter says the national focus on lead in schools drew his attention a few years back. He says he's been sending his daughter to school with filtered water since she started at Hedges Elementary, and now he's glad he took those measures. The effect of lead on children can include damage to the brain, red blood cells, and kidneys. DEQ says Kalispell Public Schools will address the positive lead results with a combination of filtration and replacement fixtures. The DEQ mandated in January that public and accredited private schools test all water faucets for lead. Schools have until December 2021 to send their lead samples in. After that, the state will require schools to sample their water every 3 years. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
Montana's Republican Secretary of State says he will ask the U.S. Supreme Court to reverse the decision that took the Montana Green Party off the November ballot. Montana firefighters continue squashing small wildfires before they can blow up into large incidents. The Missoula-based Northern Rockies Coordination Center dispatched crews for 47 initial attacks Wednesday, among the most so far this year. Fire officials say the quick dowsing is especially important this year to minimize the transmission of COVID-19 among firefighters. An outbreak could hamstring crews during the peak fire season. Edward O'Brien reports.
The National Interagency Fire Center says the wildfire danger is escalating in several western states. Fire agencies have lots of eyes scanning for smoke and confirm fires are getting hit hard and fast. Over 200 lightning bolts peppered western Montana this week, leading to dozens of new starts. Fast action over the last few days has kept most new starts under a tenth of an acre in size. NFSI rates Montana's significant wildland fire potential as above normal this month. The National Weather Service suggests the hottest temperatures of the summer may be behind us, but no major precipitation is on the horizon. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
Montana Governor Steve Bullock is asking a federal court to take swift action to remove the Trump administration's chief steward of public lands. Thursday's request from the Democratic governor comes as former industry attorney William Perry Pendley continues to hang on to his post atop the U.S. Bureau of Land Management post, despite the White House saying his nomination would be withdrawn. The Associated Press reported earlier this week that Pendley remains in charge of the bureau under an agreement that Pendley himself set up months ago. Bullock and other Democrats say Pendley is undermining land conservation efforts by opening areas to more oil, gas, and mineral extraction. Montana's largest utility this week filed its intention to buy into a smaller share in a unit of the Colstrip coal-fired power plant than it originally planned. Kayla DeRoche with YPR News reports.
Northwestern Energy on Wednesday changed its purchase request from 185 megawatts to roughly 92 megawatts after power plant operator Talon Energy exercised its right to participate in the sale earlier this year. Northwestern previously intended to buy Puget Sound's entire 25% share in Unit 4, one of the power plant's two remaining units. Jim Atchison, executive director of the Regional Economic Group Southeastern Montana Development Corporation, says the smaller purchase is still good news.
I think it creates stability in the community, especially. Units 3 and 4 will provide for many, many years that affordable and reliable power that everybody wants.
Puget Sound Energy of Washington State announced it would sell its share in Colstrip Unit 4 last year. Washington state legislation requires electric utilities to go 100% coal-free by 2025. If regulators approve Northwestern's purchase proposal, the utility says it would sell up to 45 megawatts hourly back to Puget over 5 years. The updated agreement also cuts the cost of sale from the original $1 to 50 cents. Based on Northwestern's projections, the utility says its added share in Unit 4 could lead up to $7.5 million annually in operations and maintenance costs and property taxes. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
Montana's Democratic candidate for governor announced a plan yesterday that he says will increase access to health care and lower prescription drug prices. Shaylee Rager reports.
The plan reiterates Lieutenant Governor Mike Cooney's support for Montana's Medicaid expansion program, which was reauthorized with bipartisan support during the 2019 legislative session. The plan also outlines a number of legislative actions Cooney would push aimed at decreasing the cost of prescriptions. Cooney is running for governor against Republican U.S. Representative Greg Gianforte. During a press conference in Bozeman, Cooney said his Keep Montana Healthy plan would also require insurance companies operating in Montana to fully cover the costs of COVID-19 tests and treatment.
You know, as we continue to navigate through a once-in-a-lifetime pandemic, access to quality, affordable health care is one of the most important issues facing Montana families.
The plan says Cooney would push bills that cap the price of insulin copays, discourage price gouging of prescription drugs, and allow the import of cheaper prescriptions from Canada. These measures would require approval from the Montana legislature to move forward. Cooney's plan says he'd veto any attempt to weaken the state's Medicaid expansion program and would oppose any effort to repeal the Federal Affordable Care Act, saying they keep thousands of Montanans insured. Cooney criticized his political opponent, Gianforte, for supporting the repeal of the Affordable Care Act, saying such a move would take coverage away from more than 100,000 Montanans. Gianforte has supported repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act, but told YPR in April that he would not support repealing Medicaid expansion within the state. Gianforte released a Montana comeback plan in July that outlines his priorities for health care that include lowering health care costs, ending surprise medical billing, and making prescription drugs cheaper. Travis Hall, spokesperson for the Gianforte campaign, criticized Cooney's plan in a statement, saying it came a month later than Gianforte's, is shorter, and outlines similar ideas. He said, quote, Montanans deserve better, unquote, than Cooney's plan. I'm Shaylee Rager, Montana Public Radio News.